Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who is so thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious family of God everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me, as they are appreciated. And it's always a blessing for the broadcast and the daily bread. Thank you for all your edifying, encouraging preaching of Jesus, Brother Rice. You always preach the truth with the love and joy you always have for the Lord. Just keep on preaching, as the saints do need you. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. And Lord, bless all the saints everywhere. And Maranatha.
Oh, Jesus, sweet Jesus. Oh, I love to call on your name. Oh, Jesus. Sweet Jesus, every day your name is the same. Oh, Jesus, sweet Jesus, oh, I love to call on your name. Oh, Jesus, sweet Jesus, every day your name is. Sometimes I call him in the morning, sometimes late at night. But when I get up off my knees, everything is all right. Oh, Jesus, sweet Jesus. Every day your name is. Oh, Jesus, sweet Jesus. Every day, your name is the same. Thank you, Lord. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. So since you're the same, Lord, we need help. The same, Lord, as we did yesterday. Oh, as we need continuously, oh God. And since you're the same, we believe that you will help us. We're unable without you. We can do all things with you. So help us now, Lord God, to go forth in thy name for your purpose and intent, for thy glory, for the edifying of the body, perfecting of the saints, the work of the ministry. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. Jesus Christ, a very present help. He's our refuge and strength. We need help now. Let's not be shy. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, he wants us to call on him. He wants us to trust in him. He wants us to obey him. He's all the same. So I often talk about the same. It's what I've learned. That Jesus is the same. He is the Word. He's the Word of God personified. Jesus Christ is the Word of God. Hallelujah. We say about the Scriptures, the Word of God, all they do is testify of Jesus. It's not the writing themselves. It's the way that God has chosen to reveal himself. All right? Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God doth man live. As we eat this food to sustain our natural body, we need Jesus Christ, the Word of God, to sustain the spiritual man. And we have natural bodies. We also have a spirit, soul, which is eternal. All right? And for us to forever be with Jesus, we need this divine operation of grace, which he has done. We agree that he has done it. So, Lord, help me. Mystery. When I was young, I read books, and usually I read mystery books, you know, like whodunits. I was intrigued with that. Thank you, Lord. Of course, always when you read the book, you you get to the answer. Who done it? Thank you, Lord. Rose, what'd you do with it? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Who done it? We got another mystery here. Oh, thank you, Lord. Listen to it. A mystery. Something unknown or unexplained or beyond human reasoning. Something unknown, unexplained, or beyond human reasoning typically refers to a puzzling event or a deep secret. So you see with this definition, which is pretty good, everything concerning God is a secret because it can't be attained to by human reason. Now, make sure you remember that. See, even though we know that, we act like we don't know that. When we lean to our own understanding, we'll never realize the mysteries of God because they can't be known by our human understanding. Okay, I'm glad you understand that. I'm going on in Jesus' name then. So I guess what brought me to this, since we speak about God and the things of God, we always speak about mysteries. So that's what I'll talk about for a little bit. As God give me grace, not of myself, I will see what the Lord will say to us concerning the mystery of iniquity, the mystery of the gospel, the mystery of Babylon. It talks about mysteries. All right? Hallelujah. So deep secrets or things that beyond human understanding can't be explained. We need revelation to get to it. All right. So everything about God, concerning God, we need revelation. I'm not taking it back. If you know him at all, it's by revelation. Because he makes himself known. That means he reveals himself. Now, he reveals himself to all of his children. He does not reveal himself to the world. No matter how much they go to seminary, how much they study the scriptures, how much they go up on the prophecy sites. You understand what I'm saying? How much they hang out with Dr. Jeremiah or whatever they do, if they would know, it would have to be revealed by the revealer. All right. God is a revealer. And through his spirit, same. God is the same. He reveals. Hallelujah. Through his body, he consecrates. He offers a sacrifice. Y'all know that? That's what the body of Jesus Christ, the body is a sacrifice. Authorized by God the Father. See what I mean? All right. Mystery is something hidden. Unknown except by revelation. The things of God are hidden. See? Thank you, Lord. So there's a young man out in Chino who tells me, he said, now, God has revealed to me the mystery of iniquity. I've got a book here. I've got the first chapter. So I do with it the same way I did by the Spurgeon. Teresa gave me the Spurgeon deal. I've only read 2 pages. It's not because I can't read. I know how to read. I like to do things as led by the Spirit. Now, this I'll have to convince myself of this. And I'm the only one I need to convince. All right? When you go around trying to convince other people, you have trouble. Because the things of God are revealed, and if somebody would receive it, they have to receive it from heaven. That's how Peter got the revelation. Jesus said, flesh and blood didn't give it to you, but my Father which is in heaven. So, the mystery of iniquity. Yeah, it sounds like intriguing, huh? Well. Thank you, Lord. So, I just say, well, speak to me, Lord, about this mystery of iniquity. Y'all don't mind that I do it this way, huh? Thank you, Lord. So what I'll say is what I receive in the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Help me to do it, Lord. I'm weak, but thou art strong. All right, I'll just go right down the line. So he wants to write a book, which I say, you know, we don't need to. The book's already written. Hallelujah. Who would you write it to? Huh? Mostly, if you write a book like that, they think they know will buy it. Those that know probably won't. I'm telling the truth. Now, this is already in my heart. I can't seem to convey that to him. He think because he had a vision or something that this is above all. And usually that's the way men think. If God deal with them in a peculiar way, which he does, then they forget that they're part of the body, God don't take them aside and give them something that doesn't pertain to anybody else, or give them something that the Spirit cannot corroborate or verify. Everybody understand? If God gives it, then somebody has the Spirit so they can say, yeah, that's the truth. Of course, there's a lot that will say it's not the truth, but if God gave it, somebody will be able to say yes. They'll verify. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Hallelujah. So mystery is something hidden, unknown except by revelation. The things of God are hidden. The works of darkness are also hidden. So what I say is the works of darkness is the mystery of iniquity. Yeah, plain and simple. You can write books and books and books and books and books. But if this is, I got it from heaven. Why, by revelation or by vision or by, well, ever how. The mystery of iniquity is the working of Satan. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That's what I know by the Spirit. So this is before reading his chapter. So if I read his chapter, it's not going to move me from this. Everybody see? That's how I do it. That's how I speak to y'all. You know, you tell me this or that, I'll have to have it verified. Amen. You know, old Jackie would get me in the corner and say, I'm a prophet. I said, that won't do it. That won't do it. That way, you can't say anything convincing enough to show me you're a prophet. I'll have to receive it from heaven. Huh? Am I right or wrong?
Right.
Hallelujah. I mean, anything else is foolish.
Amen.
It's not safe.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
So here he is trying to convince me I have this revelation of the mystery of iniquity. If it's different from this, I don't want to hear. The mystery of iniquity is the working of Satan. How do you know? It already works. Huh? It's not something that's going to work here in Biden. No, the mystery of iniquity doth already work. It is the working of Satan. So I put it up front, Brother Edward, so we'll just go from there. I've already said what I'm going to say. You believe me, brother? 1 Corinthians 4, let a man so account of us, Paul says, as the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Well, the mysteries of God are the working of God. Yes, 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 yes.
Yes.
Mystery of God, the working of God. Mystery of iniquity, working of Satan. Yes, 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 yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me it's a very small thing that I should be judged of you or a man's judgment. Yea, I judge not my own self, for I know nothing by myself. What wisdom that is. Yet am I not hereby justified. Yeah, that's wisdom too. But he that judgeth me is the Lord. Brother Rick said the best revelation I got is I'm slothful, I'm a Pharisee, I'm full of pride. He said that's the best revelation, the only revelation you need. What good preaching that is. You have that revelation? You're good to go then. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, the revelation we are. We're sinners. Chief of all. anything else is just a distraction. If it can fit in that category, no problem. Are you going to learn, find some revelation that move you away from you being chief sinner? Distraction. Many of them. No matter how you dress it up. This is dressed up real well. Mister of Iniquity, I got the revelation. Well, I have a revelation too. It's the working of Satan. Scripture says so. My experiences say so. Huh? Hallelujah. Okay. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the heart. Then shall every man have praise of God. 2 Corinthians 4, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. What's that? That's iniquity work. That's the working of Satan. The hidden things of dishonesty. They're hidden too. The things of God, they're hidden too. The things of Satan are not hidden from the people of God. Huh? The things of God are hidden from the children of the devil. And even the devil himself. But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully. This is the working of Satan. But by manifestation of truth, this is the work of God, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. So I speak to you openly and put it out there and, you know, just let the Spirit tell you what the Spirit will tell you. I'm not going to try to twist your arm. I don't ever do that. Amen. Hallelujah. It says here, Paul said, but if our gospel be hid, you know that it's hid. To whom is it hid? Them that are lost. Because it's the working of God. See how simple this is. I'm being very redundant. And whom the God of this world? Well, who is he? Hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Hallelujah. I present myself as a servant of the Lord, a minister of the gospel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For God who commanded, who? God. He commanded the light to shine out of darkness. And has shined in our hearts. To give light. To reveal. The light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 2:1, and I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. Hallelujah. But in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. The wisdom of men don't know the secrets of God. The secrets of God are hidden from the wisdom of men. In the wisdom of God, that man by wisdom knew not God. But it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Hallelujah. Man by wisdom knew not God. Man by wisdom will not ever know God. Everybody hearing me? You want to know things of God, get close to him. Don't do some earthly thing. Hallelujah. What could I do? Shave my head, grow my hair long? No, just get next to God. Draw nigh to God. He'll draw nigh to you. Hallelujah. He withhold no good thing from them that walk uprightly. Well, but he hide things from the wise and prudent. Hey, but he revealed them to babes. Well, 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 well. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So if you want to know what you're going to do, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Men don't like this, you know, because it takes them out. And all the things of God takes man out. Absolutely. And when it's determined and confessed that it's God, then he puts man in. You understand that? Oh, what a wise God, huh? Yeah, he's all wise. Thank you, Lord. Let me go on in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Howbeit, we do speak wisdom, but it's not the wisdom of man. Among them that are perfect, we speak wisdom. Among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to know. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. I see. Huh? The mysteries of the gospel. We speak. Hidden from the world. Hidden from the wise and prudent. Hallelujah. For which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. None of the children of the devil, well, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. I guess if we had known, if we forsake all, we can gain everything. Maybe we do it, huh? Well, we have to get out from the influence of the evil one. Because he said, well, you need to have something for a rainy day. We can't find God like that. We got something for a rainy day. We can't get to him. Hallelujah. What is something for a rainy day? That's leaning on the armor of flesh. Come on. And we have to trust in God. Y'all don't know holding something back for a rainy day is trusting in the armor of flesh. True. Thank you, brother. Somebody going to help me this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Can't be found anywhere. But it is revealed by Spirit. Hallelujah. God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, even the deep things of God. Glory. And they are deep. What about the carnal mind? It's shallow. How about the wisdom of man? It's shallow. It can't hold the things of God. Don't have the capacity. Don't have the ability. And you're going to trust in it? Come on here. Praise the Lord, saints. As they say, it's, the things of God, yes, that's a deep subject for shallow minds. Yes, amen, saints. Okay. Oh, now to him that is of power to establish you. Who is that? According to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is who I preach. It says here, according to the revelation of the mystery. Well, well, well. You mean it's been revealed? Yes, 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 yes. It has been revealed. Which was kept secret since the world began. But now is made manifest. Revealed. Hallelujah. And by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandments of the everlasting God, made known to all nations. Why? For the obedience of faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't forget that part. It's as important as the rest of it. It all goes together.
Amen.
What God has given us is for obedience.
Amen.
For submission.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. All right, going on. I told you we've already said it at the beginning. We'll just say it differently and repeatedly. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Paul said, pray for me too, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel. The mysteries of the gospel. The mysteries of the gospel. For which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Boldly. And we've been told, of course, when the books are written, they usually say could be, might be, you know, possibly like this, possibly like. That's not God speaking. No, that's men making money. Of course, they do it because there's a market for it. Don't forget that part. Not here, though. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. I'm not going to buy one. You're not going to give me one. I don't need one. Hallelujah. I'm not being proud. I'm being careful. I'm speaking with boldness. I believe the Lord will supply my need. I believe he'll supply your need. Huh? Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesieth, prophesy unto men edification and exhortation and comfort. All right, I'm doing it this morning. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. Hallelujah. And this is for edification, for exhortation, for admonition. To exhort you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me see here. Truth, Lord, I heard somebody say. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I've got 1 Corinthians 14. Let the prophet speak two or three, and let the other judge. If anything be revealed to another that sitteth by, let the first hold his peace. For all may prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be comforted. And the spirit of the prophets are subject to the prophets. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches. Thank you, Lord. Follow after charity. Thank you, Lord. So, next it says the revelation of Jesus Christ. The revelation. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God. It's reserved for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith. Hallelujah. ready to be revealed. Hallelujah. The revelation of Jesus Christ. Ready to be revealed in the last time. Little children, this is the last time. When you do great, you greatly rejoice. Though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptation. That the trial of your faith, the trial of your faith being much more precious than gold that perish, though it be tried with fire, might be found under praise and honor and glory at the appearing or the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, we still love him, whom though now we see him not, yet we still believe. And ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. Y'all hear that? Grace that should come unto you. Grace that should come unto you. Grace that should come unto you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Searching what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand of the sufferings of Christ and the glory that shall follow. All the scriptures, from Genesis to Revelation. Huh? Oh, they testify. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Of the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. And we're partakers of both. The sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Thank you, Lord. Well, unto whom it was revealed. That's how they found out. That not unto themselves. They knew that they were speaking of people that were going to be born. Amen. Abraham knew that. See, these promises, this covenant, not just for me, it's for people on down the road. Hallelujah. Which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Angels are higher, but they don't know what we know. No, they don't. Sorry. Hallelujah. Wherefore, listen to it. Gird up the loins of your mind. The loins of your mind.
Amen.
Oh, I like the way that's put. The loins of your mind. The loins of your mind. Hallelujah. Gird up the loins of your mind. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Isn't this powerful? Not by English language, by the spirit. Which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Gird up the loins of your mind and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought.
Amen.
Grace that is to be brought. Grace that is to be brought at the revelation, at the appearing. That's the same thing. The revelation of Jesus Christ is the appearing of Jesus Christ. Has he appeared unto you? He will yet appear. He will yet appear. Hallelujah. As obedient children now, we have faith so we can obey. Not fashioning yourselves according to your former lust. In your ignorance. We're not ignorant. We know about the mysteries. Hallelujah. But as he which has called you is holy, be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Thank you, Lord. Well, we'll jump over to 2 Thessalonians, and to you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed. From heaven. With his mighty angels. In flame and fire. Taking vengeance on all them that know not God. Them that obey not the gospel. Come on, brother, get excited. Hallelujah. And them that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord. ever banished from the presence of God and the glory of his power when he shall come to be glorified in his saints. Hallelujah. And to be admired in all them that have believed, for they believed my testimony. They believed our testimony. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Likewise, also as it was in the days of Lot. Y'all remember those days? They did eat and drink. They bought, they sold, they planted, and they built it. But the same day, Lot went out of Sodom. It rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Hallelujah. So we've heard of cities being destroyed, like the days of Lot. You know, the Lord came by to say, Abraham, that city is wicked. I hear it's coming up, all even up to heaven. I'm going to destroy that city. But he had something to do first. Now, Abraham, that's what Abraham talked to him about. And he did entreat Abraham. Yes, he did. Abraham started with 50 and got down to 10. Yeah, don't be angry with me. But what if there's 10 righteous? He didn't go any farther than that. And the Lord said, if I find 10 righteous, I won't destroy the city. He destroyed the city. So these are the days we're in. So I believe if we go according to the pattern, you know, when he gets his folk out, he's going to destroy the cities. I don't think any of God's people are going to be destroyed in the cities. They wasn't in the days of Lot. They were just as wicked. Hallelujah. But remember how God got them out. Noah wasn't running to get out. He was vexed every day, but still he wasn't chomping at the bits to get out. There was something holding it. Yeah, he had influence. You know, man's foes are those of his own household. He had part of his own household there. And they weren't concerned about getting out. So Lot wasn't concerned. Until. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Hallelujah. Y'all hear it? Well, thank you, Lord. I'm going on in Jesus' name. Son of Man revealed. Hallelujah. He has been revealed. He is being revealed. He shall yet be revealed. This is concerning all the things of God. The letterman tried to take it out of that context. You don't understand? That's how they try to do the revelation. We can't take it out of that. No. The things of God have been, they are, and they will be. God has been. He is, and he is to come. So the things of God are the same way. Hallelujah. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Absolutely. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Now he, of course, is the wicked one. Yes, it is. And he's working. He does already work. The spirit of iniquity does work. Huh? And then shall that wicked be revealed. Now this is in English, so wicked is capitalized. That means it's a, thank you, Lord. It's a noun. Yeah, wicked. It's a person. All right. And it's Satan. All right. Whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Hallelujah. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan. That is the mystery of iniquity. And Jesus Christ is the expressed image of the invisible God. Amen. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Well, the son of perdition, in him will dwell all the fullness of Satan bodily. And the works of his father he will do. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan. With all power and signs and lying wonders. With all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. This is the mystery of iniquity. because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they all might be damned, or that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Yeah, here we are. We're children of faith, children of God, children of the light, children of the day. We have to attain unto that because there's darkness in us. In him, there's no darkness at all. He is the light, and in him is no darkness at all. Satan, he's the darkness. In him is no light at all. See how it works? Hallelujah. God who cannot lie, Satan who cannot tell the truth. Hallelujah. Cannot. He was a murderer and a liar from the beginning. He abode not in the truth because there's no truth in it. He is a liar. Oh, he's an effective liar, though. Amen. If it were possible, he'd have effect on you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. All right, I'm almost done. I'm being redundant. I've learned that's how the truth is. The mystery of iniquity is the working of Satan. The mysteries of God is the working of God. The revelation of God is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Also, the coming of, or the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ is a revelation. Thank you, Lord. Jesus shall be revealed. That wicked shall be revealed. The mystery of iniquity is Antichrist. Even now, there are many Antichrists. Even now. Now, that's been revealed to us. Yeah. That's how we know it's the last time. Hallelujah. We've heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Hallelujah. Well, we have received grace. We are receiving grace. Grace is to be brought at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. They're one. Hallelujah. Jesus have been revealed to us. Jesus is revealed to us. Is being revealed to us. Jesus will be revealed to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have been changed. We are being changed. We shall be changed. I speak to you all mysteries. Hallelujah. It's the mysteries of the gospel. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Jesus Christ shall be revealed. Even from heaven. In flame and fire. With his mighty angel. Taking vengeance. Don't forget that part. Hallelujah. He's not going to come to make patty cake with the Antichrist. Absolutely not. We shouldn't live our lives like that. But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, saints. It abideth in you. It abideth in you. You need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is of no lie. It's of God and no part Satan in it. Even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, you may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming or at his revelation or at his appearing. Thank you, Lord. See how I do that? It's the Lord's doing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I probably missed one. It says, in the same day, maybe I did miss it. that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. All right. Hallelujah. All right. We're coming to the end here. Everybody ready? Oh, thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. I was in darkness. I couldn't find my way. Jesus shined the light and turned it into day. Wherein he loved me, he gave the victory. Praise the Lord. Give God victory. All right, all right. And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, and I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. Hallelujah. And I saw a woman set up on a scarlet colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abomination and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her head was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great. Mystery Babylon the Great. The mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. When I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, wherefore did thou marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman. Hey, I'll tell you the mystery of the woman. Now, Brother Sears already told us, and everybody that would listen, the mystery of the woman. Also told us the mystery of iniquity. Oh, yeah. It's been revealed. Thank you, Lord. And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carried her, who have the seven heads and 10 horns. All right. That's Babylon is confusion. But this mother of harlots is the Roman Catholic Church. Absolutely. Yeah, he sets it up there and says, I'm God. Praise the Lord. And his daughters are all these churches. They call themselves this and they call themselves that. They're daughters of the whore. That's what I say. Amen. Praise the Lord. They're daughters of the whore. Amen. It's a spiritual entity. Yes. Everybody know? Yes. Just like the Church of Jesus Christ. Right. It's a spiritual entity. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to look to find a woman with a S on her forehead. Well, here she is. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Well, I'm going to read about another woman. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and up on her head a crown of 12 stars. Hallelujah. And she being with child cried, travailing in birth, pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. Behold, a great dragon. Oh, yeah. Having seven heads, 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. The dragon fought in his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found anymore in heaven. The great dragon was cast out. The great dragon, that old serpent, the devil, same. And Satan. That old serpent called the devil and Satan, same, which deceiveth the whole world, working of iniquity, same. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I heard a loud voice. He was cast out into earth, and his angels was cast out with him. I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren, that old serpent, the devil and Satan, the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, ye that dwell in them. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child. And to the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time, and times and half a time, from the face of the serpent. Hallelujah. Oh, and the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman. Hallelujah. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon cast out. And the dragon was wroth with the woman. Wroth with the woman. Wroth with the woman. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And he went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Yeah, we are that woman. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are that bride of Christ. Glory, glory, glory. Yeah, we're not the whore. We're that chaste bride. God has made us so. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. And it's always like that. Throughout the scriptures, you see the good, you see the evil. And they have to have an opposite. Absolutely. Praise God. And for the truth, Satan has all the opposites. And he'll feed you with it. That's his job. Absolutely. So resist the devil. How do we do it? Submit to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm almost done. I'm almost done. I'm almost done. But we got to keep going. I know I've been redundant, but that's how it is. I remember when Brother Steer's message, the seven tests of Job, it's quite redundant. Hallelujah. It's quite a classic, though. Hallelujah. Jesus is the truth. Satan is the lie. God cannot lie. The devil cannot tell the truth. The Spirit of truth, the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That leads and guides us into all truth. Holy Ghost is the Spirit of truth. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, You know him and have seen him. I will pray the Father, he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Hallelujah. Because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him not. But ye know him, for he dwelleth in you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He said to those, he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. For us, he dwelleth in us. And he dwelleth with us. For the Comforter is come. Huh? I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk. Make the blind to see. Open prison doors. Set the captive free. Set this captive free. Hallelujah. Okay, that's John 8:31. Then said Jesus to those Jews who believed on him, if ye continue in my word. Note, continue in my word. Note, continue in my word. Hallelujah. Another scripture say, continue in the truth. Continue in the faith. All right. Continue in his love. If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Amen. If you started out and quit, no. Right. Hallelujah. If you knew the way and turned from it, no. If ye continue. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:44, he says to certain, ye are of your father, the devil. And the lust of your father, you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. Huh? Every lie. He's the father of everyone. Because I tell you the truth, Jesus said, you believe me not. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. That's the end of it. All right. That didn't take us too long. Ain't God good? We were quite redundant, but I think we did cover it. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm going to take this and put it in a newsletter, what I just spoke. All right. So we'll be more redundant. Huh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It goes along with the war that we're in. Huh? Hallelujah. People like to take God's authority and use it for their own private gain. They like to take the word of God, use it for their own private gain. I don't have anything to sell. I buy the truth. I don't sell it. You're going to tell me I'm going to write a book and sell it? No. The Lord said, buy the truth and sell it not. I want to be doing the truth. Hallelujah. I want to be found doing the truth. I have no greater joy. And know that my children walk in the truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So it's, you know, after the carnal mind, I might sit down. Oh, mystery of iniquity there. Huh? Well, I'm a prophet. God revealed it to me. Well, the mystery of iniquity has been revealed to it. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, understand what I say. We know the Lord Jesus Christ. He revealed the Father and things of God we are able to understand. But there's no end to God. So we don't know everything. See what I'm saying? And we won't read enough books to know everything. And eternity won't bring us to know everything. This is how great our God is. Hallelujah. Now, we should know enough now to rejoice in him. We do know that much, don't we? That we should forsake all to follow him. If we don't know that, I don't want to buy your book. I don't even want to have much conversation with you. Huh? You don't have the revelation that you're a wretched sinner, need to be saved by grace. What are we going to talk about? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, when he shall come with trumpet sound. Oh, may I in him, may I then in him be found. May I then in him be found. In him. Rest in his righteousness alone. That way we can stand faultless before the throne. Hallelujah. Now we have access to the Father. That's by great sacrifice, though. Yeah, for you to be able to have audience with God, that's by great sacrifice. And we just don't respond right. Hallelujah. That's all that we have is by great sacrifice. Huh? Praise the Lord. Let's not despise the things of God. Hallelujah. Let's esteem them highly. Most high. I mean, that's when we say God is God, when we esteem him highest. Huh? None greater? Well, it's the truth, no matter how we esteem him. Because we need help for that. And we have it. You know, God has given us things, and this mystery of iniquity tells us we don't have them. So it has already been working. This mystery of iniquity tells us that we can't do it. Yeah, that's the working of Satan. That, yeah. Hallelujah. See? Thank you, Lord. It said you can't do the things you should. God said you're well able. Hallelujah. It said you can do all things. Both are working, you know. The mystery of iniquity are the mysteries of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So the mystery is, mystery of iniquity is the working of Satan. It is. It is. It is. It's not just one thing, one time. It's the spirit that's working, like the mystery of Babylon. It's not some woman sitting somewhere, you know, with the scarlet letter on her forehead. It's a religious system. Huh? It'll get you. Yeah. Already. She's called many of the saints to be martyred. Well, they still have their reward, though. You understand? And take nothing from people that die in the faith. They get a better reward. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Help me to say this, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Any revelation that you get from God is commensurate or compatible with every other revelation. Yes. Hallelujah. If it's not, it's not a revelation. Amen. Not from God. Amen. Hallelujah. And of course, Satan is a counterfeiter. He presents himself as an angel of light. So he works with people to say, this is from God. You tell God's people. Well, God's people are going to ask God. That's how I do it. Yeah. Again, you telling me you're a son of God won't do it.
Amen.
You telling me you're a prophet won't do it.
Amen.
If you're a prophet, it's okay that you tell me, but I must get it from the...
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. You can say, well, I've been born again. I'm a child of God. That's not a problem. But for me to believe it, I have to get it from heaven. Listen, watch how I don't do like Marie. That won't do it. Watch how I don't do like Thornton. No! No, no. Let me hear what the Spirit says. Hallelujah. And now are we the sons of God? We are the sons of God. It does not appear. Huh? Again, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Past, present, future. Heard the man of God say he died for your sins. On the ones you haven't committed, the ones you're going to commit. And, That's how it is. Huh? So all the things of God can be put in that realm. Huh? We have been saved. We're being saved. We shall be saved. Huh? When you don't speak in that context, you don't tell the truth. Huh? And when you say, I'm saved, and don't know that you need to be saved, then you're not saved. Hallelujah. Hey, he has delivered us. He is yet delivering us, but he shall yet deliver us. We put everything in that context. Everything. Hallelujah. That this is the mystery of God working. Hallelujah. Now, Satan will get you to say, well, I'm saved, so I'm done. Well, if you're saved, you know that you're being saved. And must be saved. Where are my scriptures? Hallelujah. I had them, didn't I? Did I write them down or not? Hallelujah. I don't know. You got some of my pages, Rose? No. Well, we had to find somebody else to blame. You know how that goes. Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. Yeah, we probably read it already. Did we? Come on. Who has saved us? Who has saved us? Who has saved us? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you shall be saved. If you endure to the end, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So that's how the things of God are. They have been, they are, and they will be. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Have been. We've always been the Lord's. Absolutely. Absolutely. You read it in your own book. Chosen in Christ before the world began. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. He always knew us. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful? Oh, thank you, Lord. So I'm going to quit in Jesus' name. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. He that endure to the end shall be saved. Who has saved us? Well, I guess. He's saving us. Don't y'all forget that. You put it in everything. The truth of God applies to everything. It addresses everything. It speaks to everything. Yeah. It's needed to understand everything. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Well, one thing about it, we won't always be sinners, though. Hallelujah. What we're saying in heaven is redeemed. Hallelujah. That means we're saved to sin no more. Hallelujah. All of our sinning will be done. Praise the Lord. We have sinned. We are sinning, but we won't sin. Everybody hear me? Thank you, Lord. He will subdue our iniquity. He will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. Thank you, Lord. Well, what the Lord has given me, I give to you. Hallelujah. But still, I'm not sure. You know what I'm saying? That I've made, portrayed or conveyed what I need to. It's a mystery, huh? There's not a problem with revelations, But if you think your revelation is set apart from everything else, it's not a revelation. That's what I'm saying. If you think your revelation is because you're somebody, it's not a revelation. If you got a revelation and say he's God, that's a revelation. All revelations have that. If it don't have that, not a revelation. It's the working of iniquity. All right? And it's much of that. How do you think Jeremiah sell his books and all the other folk? Right. The mystery of iniquity doth already work. And man think by his studying the scriptures and studying prophecy and going to the Bible schools and, having the conferences with the whatever they are, that they're going to come into the knowledge of the Lord. They are not going to do it. Don't be deceived thereby. Hallelujah. You can know the truth. Hallelujah. And it'll make you free. Not in the pursuit of knowledge, though. You can't do it like that. In the pursuit of God, love for God, love, yeah, you can have knowledge. But no one is going to get knowledge just in the pursuit of knowledge. Won't do them any good. No, it won't. Knowledge you have, once you use it for wrong, it won't do you any good. You'll be just like old Ahithophel. Huh? He was a mighty counselor for David. You know, when he spoke, when he gave counsel, it was just like God speaking. Y'all know that? And when he turned his back on David, guess what? That's what happened with all your knowledge. All your knowledge. Huh? Once you get over in the path of darkness, just understand that. This is the wisdom of God. Wasn't for that, we'd overthrow God. Absolutely. We'd have him bound down to us. Huh? Even though we can't save anybody. How about that? Why would we want anybody to bow down to us? Huh? We can't make one hair white or black. Can't add one cubit to our statue. Huh? Praise the Lord. Let's bow down to the God who is able. Not only is he able, he makes us able. Hallelujah. All right. Brother Irwin's not here to pray. Irwin's not here to pray. Timothy is here, though. Hallelujah. Pray for us, Brother Tim.
Hallelujah. One scripture. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he had testified of his Son. And this is the record that God had given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Well, Heavenly Father, I thank you again. I agree with Brother Rick. You know, I remember what a revelation that was when you revealed to me as a sinner, because certainly it was a mystery to me, Lord. But I thank you every day, Lord, as you reveal the mystery of godliness through the preaching, and so needful, Lord, and especially in this time of great deception. And so we know, except it was possible, even the very elect would be deceived. So, oh, Lord, so we thank you for the greater ones in us. He's in the world, Lord, and so you promise to subdue our iniquity. And being calm is the very thing you've begun to get work in us even now, Lord. We believe the work's being done. And we thank you for that, Lord, though it does not yet appear what we shall be. We know even now we are the sons of God. And we have this witness, Lord. So help us hold fast the witness, Lord, and hold our calm and steadfast in the end. We know we must earnestly contend for this faith. And we thank you, Lord, for Pastor Rice again. As
thank you, Lord.
You said I would send you pastors after my own heart would feed us. Knowledge and understanding, knowledge, revealed truth. So we thank you, the man of God revealed some truth today, Lord. And so I pray, Lord, we receive him, believe him, even for the work's sake. Thank you, Lord. You are determination to save us. And we are tough folk, Lord, the most stubborn, rebellious generation ever been. But that's not too hard for you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the saints listening as well. And, oh, Lord, the prophet sent and what revealed as we have received the prophet, received the revelation truth, and the righteous man, revealed the righteous man reward as well. And so we thank you, Lord, again. This is your way of showing us that we are your people and that you're going to give us what we need, Lord, when we need it. And so there's much still to be revealed. And we know, Lord, that as we need it, you'll give it to us. So thank you, Lord, again for sending your Son to be the propitiation of our sin. And I rejoice in that, Lord, because I know I'm a sinner, but I'm a sinner saved by grace. We're sinners saved by grace, Lord, and we thank you for this witness with him. So again, as I always say, Lord, keep us in your will, in your way, make us ready, make us one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name, brother.
What a revelation.
Now, Tim brought up another one. Great is the mystery of godliness. How about that? Great is the mystery of godliness. Great is the mystery. Huh? God was justified in the spirit. Huh? Praise God. Manifest in the flesh. Believed on, preached on in the word. Believed on in the word. Received up in the glory. Hallelujah. But the scripture that goes with that is but the grace of God that bringeth salvation. Teach us that to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, and to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. So though mystery of godliness, we can, by the grace of God, live godly. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. Now, here's what I would suggest. Let's not put this on the back burner and put all that other stuff on the front burner. Let's chew the cud. Let's meditate upon this. You know how the cows do it? They eat their grass and they lay down and they bring it back up and they chew on it and they do it again and they keep digesting. They got four stomachs. Huh? Yes, they do. Yeah, well, they get the good out of the stuff. So they eat the green grass. We get the white milk and the yellow butter. Huh? Well, look what we could do if we chew on the cud. Maranatha, saints, the Lord is coming.
Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Morning, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and the body of Christ scattered upon the face of the earth. Hebrews 6:10 says, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which you have showed towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister." Please, and call him, brother. So stand fast, Pastor Rice. Stand fast. Maranatha, my brother. Maranatha.